That, of course, is the Our Father, as sung by the University of Illinois Black Chorus, conducted by Dr. Ollie Watts Davis. Dr. Davis is also professor and chair of voice in the School of Music at the University of Illinois, and she is my guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. I'm so happy to have her back in the studio with me. She joins me this afternoon 2 days before the opening of the 9th Black Sacred Music Symposium. The symposium opens Wednesday evening with a lecture and wraps up Sunday evening with a concert at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. She founded the symposium in 1991.
Yes, I did.
Welcome back. It's so good to
see you.
Thank you
so much, Celeste.
So what's the purpose of the symposium?
Well, the purpose of the symposium is to have an on-campus continuing education opportunity for music students and non-music students, those at the university as well as in the community. And principally, it's to sort of educate the Black Chorus as well in the tradition, the history and development of the music that we sing, since our primary repertoire is the music of African Americans.
Yeah. What does Black sacred music contribute to the overall tapestry of music?
Well, the African American spiritual is the indigenous music of America. And we know that Antonin Dvorak recognized that back in the early 20th century when he wrote his New World Symphony and used some of the thematic material from spirituals. And if you trace the music of America, you will find the influence of spirituals and blues and even jazz elements in our classical contribution as well as in our folk contribution.
Yeah. So within Black sacred music, there is a whole range of traditions.
Tremendous range, yes.
Yeah. When people get together to share their passion and their interest, their knowledge of a subject, it really energizes them.
It really does, and it ignites anyone who hears it, and everybody gets all excited and has something to contribute.
So how does the symposium affect you? Like the day, the evening when it's wrapping up, and you're saying goodbye to old friends, and you've made some new ones.
Made some new ones, and yeah, you're right. It's like a family atmosphere, actually. Many of the artists who will be returning to campus, they came in 1991 when I started. I was at a conference myself and heard two gentlemen teach and play and thought, I must bring them to Illinois to interface with my students. And so it's wonderful. It's like a big family reunion when they come, and then it's can be a sad farewell when they leave.
Yeah. But now the students in the chorus, for example, they've got to be really energized. So when you see them next in the rehearsal hall or in the classroom, what are they like?
Well, I am thrilled that symposium happens early in the semester. Yes, it's been really, really difficult getting it all together with only 2 weeks being back from break, but it's a bonding experience for us to be in this close proximity for 4 days. We'll see each other Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and do a performance on Sunday. And so it's in a way, as if they've been on tour together, although we haven't been, you know, away. Mm-hmm. They get to go home in the evening. But it's a really tremendous bonding experience, and we really have a truer sense of community. And that's reflected in rehearsals and in our subsequent performances.
Yeah, because if you're closer together in life, when you come together to do something like sing,
yes,
it really makes
it's
difference.
It's so necessary.
Yeah. Well, what is the focus of the opening lecture Wednesday evening?
Yes.
And who will present it, and is it open to the public?
Yes, Wednesday's lecture is free and open to everyone. It will be in the recital hall at Smith, and it really is the overview of the Black sacred music tradition. Dr. Pennon Lockhart from Atlanta will come, and he will give the seminar, and he has audiovisuals to share, and it's really a fascinating presentation, so I hope everyone will come out for that.
Okay, and then where does the symposium go from there?
Then we go to Krannert for Thursday and Friday and Saturday sessions, and then on Sunday we culminate the experience with our final concert at 7:30 Sunday evening.
Yeah. The lectures, the workshops that go on, what kinds of things are happening?
Well, they're very interactive. For example, all of the artists will bring new compositions that they've composed for this conference. And so following a lecture on maybe choir conducting, on Friday, I'm going to hold a master class, and an open master class, so some people can watch me teach someone voice. And another colleague will do something on choir conducting and how to get a certain sound from your choir. So all of these will be happening in the sessions. And then following that, we have choir rehearsals where we'll be learning the repertoire for Sunday's concert.
Oh, okay.
It's electrifying.
Okay, so this is like a work in progress heading towards Sunday evening.
Yes.
Now, the concert is Sunday evening at Krannert. Who will perform?
Well, the Black Chorus will perform as a unit, and then all of our friends who've joined us, alums from Black Chorus, maybe they're students now on campus who were in choir for a semester, they got out, they're invited to come back and participate on this weekend. School of Music students are invited to join us, members from the community, so I call it the Black Chorus and Friends Concert.
Okay, so tickets are still available.
Yes.
So get on the phone and order up yourself some tickets to the concert Sunday evening at Krannert. And I was going to ask you, do the events that lead up to the concert have an impact on the performance? And we're already at that question. I mean, we're already at that question, and the answer is
definitely yes.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best, and we have to wrap up now. But let's hear something from you. Let's hear your beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And we have a selection from the CD. Here's one Ollie Watts Davis Spiritual Songs. The voice of Dr. Ollie Watts Davis. She's professor and chair of voice in the School of Music at the University of Illinois, where she also is the conductor of the University Black Chorus. She is the founder of the Black Sacred Music Symposium and the 9th Black Sacred Music Symposium and Concert opens this Wednesday, the 4th of February, with a lecture that is open to the public at Smith Music Hall, and that begins at 6 o'clock Wednesday, February 4th. The symposium wraps up Sunday evening, the 8th of February at 7:30 p.m. with a concert in the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. And there, too, the public is invited. Tickets are available through Krannert. Dr. Davis, thank you so much.
Thank you so very much for having me.
Take care.